hoping he could understand the point of that, if nothing else. Carter reacted with a snort of incredulity.
From what I've heard, he has three more with your brother's wife.
Liz told herself to count to 10. She itched to get up and walk out, without an explanation, without a backward glance. But she couldn't. She loved Senator Garth Holbrook and his wife, Celeste, who'd set up this dinner date. She didn't want her behavior to reflect poorly on them. Maybe if Carter was only a casual acquaintance of the senator's, she wouldn't have to be so careful. But he'd just opened a field office for Garth and still worked with him. She wasn't my brother's wife at the time, she said.
No, you were both married to Keith.
The waitress approached, carrying two plates, and Liz sat back in relief. But the arrival of their food didn't distract Carter. He simply dodged the waitress's movements and continued to talk.
How long did he lead this double life? Wasn't it close to 8 years?
Liz couldn't imagine Senator Holbrook sharing such information with someone she didn't know. Not when his daughter Renee had suffered because of Keith, too. Who told you about it?
Everyone who gets the chance,
he responded, adjusting the napkin on his lap. You're talking about Keith, aren't you? The waitress said. Liz had met this woman at the salon when she was getting her hair cut, and had seen her around town several times since. Her name was Mandy something, and she always stopped Liz to marvel over what had happened, as if they were good friends, when, in reality, Liz barely knew her. What an incredible story, she went on, before Liz or Carter could respond. That he was able to maintain two separate families without giving himself away is amazing. I still can't believe he didn't go to jail for what he did. The state has too many violent criminals to spend money prosecuting someone like Keith. He didn't marry me to commit fraud, and he's always taking care of his children. Still, it's amazing.
Yes, it is,
Carter said dryly. Liz ground her teeth. These people had no idea what she'd been through, or why. Maybe if you knew Keith, you'd understand. He was gone half the time because of his job. I had no reason to suspect him of being unfaithful. Carter drew forward in his seat.
Unfaithful? He had a whole other family.
He wouldn't strike you as the type of person to do what he did.
You were living with him,
he pointed out. The waitress, who'd been struggling to light a candle on the table, finally managed to succeed. Yeah, but she and Rainey were two states apart. Otherwise, they probably would have found out sooner. She put her lighter back into the pocket of her burgundy apron and smiled engagingly at Carter. By the way, I love your accent. Liz had no patience left and ran over Carter's polite acknowledgement as she tried to make her point. Keith has a strong sense of responsibility. That's partly what got him into trouble. The waitress toyed with the salt and pepper shakers in a rather obvious attempt to stick around. But when Liz leveled her with a meaningful look, she finally seemed to realize she had no business there. I'll check back in a few, she said, belatedly snapping into work mode. Thank you, Liz said, and picked up her fork. Mandy hurried off, and Carter cut into a steak.
If you ask me, lying and cheating is what got your ex-husband into trouble.
There had been a time when she wouldn't have attempted to justify Keith's behavior. But now that she'd put some emotional distance between the revelation that had caused her divorce and herself, she could almost understand how her ex-husband's particular strengths and weaknesses had combined to turn a simple affair into an even bigger mistake. In any case, she felt more loyalty to Keith than she did this stranger. Had Keith not married her, Micah wouldn't have had the family she'd known for the first 8 years of her life, and Christopher never would have been born. How can I blame Keith for loving Renee when my own brother couldn't resist her?
Your brother married her almost as soon as she was divorced from Keith, right?
She bit back a sigh. Right.
So you came first?
Carter asked.